Okay, today's shiur is Menachas Daf Pei Ches. We are on Pei Zayin Amud Beis. We'll start with the Mishnah as we continue in Perek Shtei Midos. Yesterday we started the Perek related to all the different types of measures that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. So we started off with the dry measures yesterday. We spoke about the Isarons and the Chatz Isarons and the Hins. That was all yesterday's discussion, exactly what they were used for. We got into the Chavitei Kohen Gadol. And now we're into the measures for liquids, the liquid measures. So says the Mishnah, Sheva midos shelach hayi b'mikdash. There were seven midos of lach. There were seven liquid measures in the base of mikdash. Hayi b'mikdash. Hin v'chatzi, hin v'shlishis ahin, urviyis ahin. There was the full hin, half a hin, a third of a hin, and a quarter of a hin. Lug v'chatzi log, urviyis halog. These were the three types of log measures. Reb Lezer, Reb Sadek Omer, Shnasos Hayu Bahin. No, there were no separate measures of the hin. There was one hin with lines on it to tell us up until here is the hin, up until here is the third of a hin, v'chulu. So you don't need three separate ones. What's the machlokas about? Does the fact that we paskin that and elsewhere that one an item has to be full, it has to be have the whole amount in it in order to be makadesh what's in it? So do we say that if you're up to a line in the measuring cup, is that considered full? Or do we say every time there's one of the shnasos, that's enough to consider it as if it's his own kli, and above that is not required for this for whatever you're using? So again, that might be part of the issue behind Rav Elazar Reb Sadek and the Tanakama. But Rav Elazar Reb Sadek says that there were shnasos, ad kam lapar, va'ad kam la'ayel, va'ad kam la'kevus. They just measured according to each one. How much is that a quantitative jump? How much is that a qualitative jump between the different types of animals? That also might be what's behind. You know, if it's just a quantitative jump, how much? So maybe you could use one with different lines. Others might say no. Every different shear of a liquid is a qualitative jump, and therefore it has to be a separate kli. Okay, different types. Reb Shimon Omer, lo hayu sham hin. Reb Shimon says there was no hin measurement in the Beis HaMikdash. We'll see in the exactly what the Tanakama would hold. Like, where was there a hin? At least, but he says, Reb Shimon says there was no hin. V'chima haya hin mishamish. What would the hin be used for? So we'll see what the Rabbanan answer back. Ela mida yisera shalogu mechsa haisa sham. But, as we'll see, everybody holds. There's a misorta. There were seven shiurim. There were seven measures. So therefore, Reb Shimon has to add one on. So there was one for a lug and a half. Hayis Hashem. Shabai ha'amodu b'michas kohen gadol. Because for that, thank you, he measures for the mincha of the kohen gadol. Logu mechsa baboker, logu mechsa beinu arbaim. 1.5 in the morning, 1.5 in the afternoons. So that is the mishnah, the different types of, different opinions about the types of measures. The Brisker Rav here on our Mishnah points out that it's beforeish elsewhere that the solas of the Chavitei Kohen Gadol was split. Half in the morning. Remember we said we discussed that? Yeah, we discussed it yesterday even also. You bring the whole Aseris in the morning and then you take half of it in that morning and half of it in the afternoon. You got to bring the whole thing and then split it. What about by the oil? What about by the Lavona? Is there a din of Machtsis also there? They got to do half in the morning and half in the afternoon, or you just bring whatever shear that you want at whatever shear you're supposed to bring at the time. Is there a halacha of splitting it? That's the Brisker Rav Safik on our Mishnah. Do you say that by the Lavona and by the oil that goes with it? So Umavur, he says, by the fact that Reb Shimon says this last shita that it was 1.5. V'hinei afagat denosin revius the kol chala v'chala im came lamalei l'kdushe belogo mechsa tiskadesh berevius. Just have, you could use a revius of wine for every chala. So what do you need for each of the, rather, we know the chavitim have 12 chalas, 6 in the morning or 6 in the afternoon, or you split each one, machlokas rabban raivin, but what do you need a logo mechsa shear to measure it out? Just bring a revius shear. What do you need the logo mechsa shear? Umuvur mizeh, says the Grizz, what do you always see from here? Mishum deika din machtsisa. Umishum hachi. Kamo degabe soles. Beinon be isaron. Viacharkach nos nabachatzi isaron. Hachinami hadinaze yia gamala shemen. Timikode makachi la gimalogin. Log, reverse the Mishnah. Viacharkach makadish logo mechsa la machtsisa. And then you split it. Viavagat the kvartis kacha. Mikobako bishum genai. Beinon shite klisharis kamo be yavish. That's what he says. You see from the Mishnah that it must be that by shemen also. You have to have the larger amount and then split it into the amounts that you need. He has the suffix about Lavona, and he assumes that there is no such din by Lavona, because you don't have a source for it. So he says you have it by the solas, you have it by the Lavona, but not that you need a komet shalem and then split it. He thinks there's no din of mechza by komets. That's what he, by the komets of the Lavona, that's his shita. Okay, that's the Griz right over here. Weiter, Birchas Chedach in Kuflamet Vav doesn't think it's so clear. Maybe you could interpret this differently, the logo mechza, but that is whether there's a din of mechza by the Lavona. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, says the Braisa. Sheva midos shalachai b'mikdash, revius log v'chatzi log v'log, revius ein v'shlishes ein v'chatzi hin v'hin, div Rebbe Yehuda. That's what Rebbe Yehuda says. Those are the seven, Rebbe Meir Omer, hin v'chatzi hin u'shlishes ahin, revius ahin v'log v'chatzi log revius alog. So he quotes those. I've studied this for a while. So what's the difference between the two? There is no difference. The question is, what's the order? Do you go from the biggest to the smallest, or the smallest to the biggest? So there's no order. Between the first two shitas hold the exact same shiurim. It's just in the Braisa, they're listed in opposite order. Okay, we'll have to see exactly. The Gemara is going to talk about it, what the machlokas is about. What's the difference if it's big to small or small to big? Because there obviously is a machlokas here, as is quoted in the Braisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, again, Lohayisham Hin, there was no Hin measurement. What would the Hin be used for? Es mi avi tachtav. So what do I bring instead? Because after all, I know there's a Mesorah to always have seven. Ela mida yisera shalog o mechsa haisa sham. There was a log of mechsa that was there. Shebo hayamode lechavite kohen gadol. Right, that's where you measure the oil, as we said in the Mishnah. Logu mechsa baboker, logu mechsa bein harabayim. 1.5 in the morning, 1.5 in the afternoon. So that's what Reb Shimon says. Amru lo, chatzi lo chayser sham. What do you need a 1.5 log measurement for the oil of the Kohen Gadol? Just have, use 3 half logs. Right, for 1.5 logs, just use 3 half logs to do it. The efshar l'shar b'chatzi log. And therefore, no problem, you don't have to have a special 1.5 log measurement. So Amar Lahem, Reb Shimon says, what, you think it's so simple just because you could have 3 half logs, that could be for 1.5? So, Afla Debrechem, what about you? Chatzi log. You have a chatzi log measurement? So we take out the next word. Lo yasa. Revius haisa shav, eshla shav, revius. Right? We have the revius logs. So you don't even need the half logs. You're telling me you don't need the half, you're telling me you don't need the 1.5 logs because you had the half a log, just use 3 of them. So why don't you just use the revius logs? Then you basically don't need any of the larger measurements. So Ella, Reb Shimon says, continues, says, it must be that you don't say that, Svara. You don't say just because you have the smaller shiurim that you could use those. Ella, Zeh, Klalai, B'mikdash. Kli, Shebishamish, Midazu, Eina, Mishamish, Midacheres. You have every measurement size, even though you could get away with a smaller one and just use, you have 2 half teaspoons, Lahavdil. You could just use that. So no, we say if you require a certain amount of liquid shear for a certain item, so that is what you have. That's what Reb Shimon says. You have the 1.5 logs, you have the half, and you have the quarter. What's the Rabbanan's answer? It's a very strong taina, strong kasha. They say, oh, you don't need 1.5 log. You just use the half logs, 3 of those. So Reb Shimon says back, l'shitascha, just use the quarter logs. So that's a very strong question. No answer is given. It's Tosfos on top. Rabbanan Savri, Delo Dami, don't compare. Don't compare what? Don't compare not needing. This is the Rabbanan Shita. I don't need a 1.5 log shear, because I just can use 3 half logs, but I do need half log shearim, even though I can use quarter of logs. Why? So Rabbanan Savri de lo dami, don't compare. De mida shalugu mechza lo tzricha ela lachavitin. The 1.5 logs, you have to use once a day. Once a day. So, that's not so common. Aval chatzi log tzarech lemili tuva. Lesota, ulatoda, ulaminora. So Tosis gives a very practical issue, and that is, it's going to be very common. You could use this measurement all the time. You could use this a lot more than the 1.5. Doesn't sound like it's something fundamental. Sounds like, you're right, we would agree fundamentally with you that you should get away with a quarter, but you know what, this is such a common measurement, so we're just going to get the chatzi log. That's what Tosfos says. Again, if you look at the Brisker Rav, he says, no, there's something more fundamental, it must be. It doesn't sound like the Rabbanan would say, yeah, you're right, but you use it a lot. The Brisker Rav, the very next piece, Pechas Bar Aleph, says, no, there's a difference between the 1.5, which the Rabbanan would hold, you can do the math to add 3 halves, versus the other ones, the half a log. The half a log, all the times that you need half a log, that's a din in machsis. It's not just, that's a din in the shear of those items. It's not just a din of getting to the result of the amount that you need. There's always a question, whenever you measure something, is it what we would call the maisa medida, or the totsa'a of getting the shear that you need? The Rabbanan hold that in the cases that they're arguing about, in the cases that they say, oh, what do you need at 1.5? Just use the half ones. Because in those instances, you got to go through the instances, in those instances of 1.5 log, the interest is just the result. The interest is just the totsah of the measuring. And therefore, the Rabbanan say, what do you need this specific shear? Just use 3 of these, and that's okay. Masha Enkein, what would they answer by the Chatzilog? Oh, why don't you just use a quarter? No, because by those instances, there's a din of the Maisa of the measuring. Maisa to have the Machsis. And if that's true, it's not just a din of getting the result, and you can put 3 together, or 2 together and get it. No, it's a din of measuring this amount. And it's a din of measuring this amount, so then, you would not be able to just add it up. Again, that's a beautiful brisker description. Why should that be? So that's a separate issue. But the first hump to get over is to describe the distinction. And that's the description of the distinction. Are you interested in the result of the measuring or the act of the measuring itself? And that's the difference between whether the Rabbanan would say you could just add up the smaller measurements or you have to have the amount that is required to be measured. That's what he says. Tehechi debay mida lo sagi al yedei tziruf. Where you need this exact measure, you can't use combinations. V'rakan de'ein ze ki im chotzehu v'lo din medida. You have to read it a few times to know exactly what he means, but that's what he seems to be getting at. Are you measuring just to get it, or are you measuring because this act of measuring is what is required? Okay, that's the Brisker Rav, who gives a more fundamental answer than what Tosfos does. I have a couple of grizzes today. Okay, we continue now with the... with the 2 dots. Says the Gemara. So we had the Braisa that said, Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. They both held the same Shiurim, but they were listed in the opposite order. Small to big or big to small. So ask the Gemara. My Ika, Bain, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. What's the difference between these two Shitas? It's the same Shiurim given, it's just in opposite orders. So, 2 opinions. Rabbi Yochanan and Abaya. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, 1st opinion. Beirutze midos ike beinayu. The machlokas is about the overflow. The heaping part of the shiurim. Does the heaping part of the shiurim also gain sanctity? Sometimes if you have a heaping tablespoon, so it's above the rim. So if we require, usually, that something gets becomes diskadesh, becomes sanctified when it's in the airspace of the kli, so what about the heaping parts of it? Or let's say somebody has a liquid measure, and sometimes you have foam. Sometimes you have bubbles. If you have fizz, that's also above. So you can have it by liquids or solids. Okay, we say, okay, by soda, the fizz goes down in a second. But let's say you have some type of liquid that the foam stays. It's not always... some type of cream. So, I'm sorry? Beer, right? Beer. It's going to stay on top, right? So, not that I would know. But anyway, this. So, liquids and solids, that's the machlokas. How do you get that from the machlokas? Says Rabbi Yochanan. Lamanta amar mimata lamala. For the one that says you measure from the smallest measurement, the one that lists from the smallest to the biggest, kasavar he holds, that is. Rabbi Yehuda, Beirut Sehamidos Deskachu, he holds that the overflows were sanctified. V'revius Yavle Rachman of the Moshe. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this. First, he commanded Moshe to make the smallest shear. He gives him a revius. And V'amar Le Sha'er Deka'ili Luhu Beirutsin. Estimate a measure and now make bigger ones, but make it so that the Beirutsin could go in. He has the smaller shear, and then he pours the smaller shear into the bigger shear, but every time he pours it into the bigger one, then what was overflowing in the previous kli goes inside the following kli. So you see the overflow keeps going in. That's how Moshe, Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to make the kelim from smallest to biggest, to teach Moshe Rabbeinu that the overflows are niskadish. When you pour from a smaller to a bigger, l'man damar mimala lamata, but according to the one who lists them above to below, kasavar, the bigger to the smaller, kasavar beirusim means the slow niskadishu. The Birusim Idos, the overflow, the above the rim does not have Kedusha. V'hin yov le'rachman ala Moshe. And first Hashem commanded Moshe the biggest kli. V'yamar le'sha'er baha dekarnafki birutsin. Use this one and then estimate to make the smaller ones, and then the overflows will not be niskadish. Will not be niskadish, that's the message of going from bigger to smaller. So on the one hand, there's a machlokas, a historical machlokas, we never like to have those. What did Moshe get commanded first? But it starts off as a lundus machlokas, which then we put back into this must have happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. But anyway, that is the first approach of Rabbi Yochanan. Number two, Abaya Omar, Tekule Alma, Beirutse Midos, Ikalameimar, Niskachu, Ikalameimar, Niskachu. Abaye says, doesn't matter what you say about that other questions. Maybe it was Niskadish, maybe it wasn't Niskadish. The hacha bimaleim kamiflagi. The machlokas is regarding the quantity of being full in each of the shiurim. The halacha is it has to be full, but what does full mean? How do you know it has to be full? You learn that from yesterday's parsha. Rashi quotes right across from where we are. Dichsiv shnehem maleim soles. You learn it from the Nisiyim. When the Nisiyim brought their flour for the mincha, it was full, malayim. So, says the Gemara, says Abaya, man damar mila mala lamata. According to the one who has this year for going from bigger to smaller, kasavar, malayim, shlo yechsev lo yosir. Malay means, it can't have less, it can't have more. It's got to be exactly full. No big, not bigger, not smaller. Uman, and therefore what? Therefore, how do you get that from bigger to smaller? How do you get that from bigger to smaller? So Rashi, the Ksav Yad, explains that the eighth medium line, when you pour from a bigger kli to a smaller kli, you go very slowly. You don't want it to spill. It does not create any foam on top of it, what Rashi calls ufya. Doesn't create the what goes above, and it becomes perfectly full as you pour it in, when you go from bigger to smaller. That's why Rashi says, "Bepnei Ufya Hagadola Shekishemarin." Well, that's the second half. Let's just do the read the second half in the Gemara. Umandarim Mimata Lamala. And according to the other way, from smaller to bigger, let's say you're going to take two smaller kalim, pour it into the bigger one. As you're pouring two smaller kalim, you're less careful. You do it quicker, and therefore that's going to create a foam. It's going to create bubbles on top. Maleim Shelo Yechsar Avo Yosir Maleim Karina Bay. But the one who says from small to bigger, that's okay. Maleim just means it can't be less than full, but more than full, that's still called full. Still called full. So as Rashi says right here in the fifth or sixth medium line, Rashi says, when you pour two things into one kli, they hit each other and they create a foam, and it's going to end up being higher than the rim, even though you're pouring in two exactly of the same midah. In kan ufya, when you're going from small to bigger, you're pouring it slowly, right? So that's the machlokas, whether more than full is also considered full, or that is also a chisaron. Like some say, being early is also not on time, right? On time, starting something on time means exactly at that moment. You can't just say, oh, it's before, it's more. This is okay. So it's a mashma davidoba. What is extra full? That's also not full, right? Full's got to be exactly that amount in the kli. Period. Amar, getting back to the Mishnah and the Brisa. They both quoted the sheet of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Omer lo hayasham hin. There was no hin in the base of Mikdash. So Shaper Kamer lohu Reb Shimon Rabbanan. Again, very strong kasha. What did the Rabbanan answer back? What was there something that the hin was used for? So Verabbanan havi hin de'avan Moshe l'shemen ha-mishcha. When Moshe Rabbeinu, the beginning of history, he made the Shemen ha-mishcha to anoint all the kalim, to anoint all the Kohanim, to anoint the Malachim. Right, when he made the Shemen HaMishcha, he required a hin. Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says in Kisisa, v'shemen zayis, hin. So that's why they had the hin. So Mar Savar, Kivan de Lodoros lo havitzarech, lefisha hudavdi v'ignis. It was never needed.
So Reb Shimon holds, okay, Moshe used it. That's a pasuk. But they didn't have it in the Beis HaMikdash. They hid it away. They hid it away, and therefore you required it. Because we have a Mesorah that there are always seven liquid measures, you got to substitute one. That's why Reb Shimon substitutes one. But just because you used it one time in history, doesn't make it a klisharis. You hid it away. Ve'idach kiva dahava hava. They're about to say, no, once it was used once, so it's a kli. It's a kli. You don't just hide it away because it's not needed. It's a kli. Maybe you're saving it for loss and lavo. But either way, it is a kli. Pasha is not, because Moshe Rabbeinu hid the Shemen and Mishka also. So we still have that. And the nace is that it's always a kayim forever. But either way, that's the machlokas, because it was used one time. Do we say it was hidden, or do we say kiva dahava hava? The Briska Rav, third Briska Rav of the day. This is also the Mikdash David. So what happened? They used it. How was every kli niskadesh in the days of Moshe? You poured the oil on it. The shemen is mechanechen. Mishichason mechanchason. But what about the hin kli? How did this become niskadesh? You made the shemen in it. But didn't you have to make this into a klisharis in order to use it to make the shemen in it? So how did, ask the Briska Rav, a circular question, so how is it possible that the... And I wouldn't have said... Says the Briska Rav, I wouldn't have said that it was this Kaddish. But what does our Mishnah, what does our Gemara say? They hid it away. They were gonizit. That shows that it has Kedusha. So the Kedusha says, how did it become this Kaddish in order to make the Shemen? So the Griz says, right, the Griz asks this question. I don't think he gives an answer. But the Mikdash David, says, in Beis, right here, Vial Karchach, Oso Ahin, Lohaya Klisharis Gamur. It couldn't have been a full klisharis. The Shemen and Mishcha, Hayitzorach leKadosh beKlisharis kamo Karbanas. The Bamenis Kadosh also Hahin. The Akelim she'asa Moshe rak Mishichasen beKadoshtan. V'Yemkein ze Hahin shekol Atzmo lohaya rak Lasas bo Shemen and Mishcha al Karach lo Nimshach. Mikamakam Hayiton Geniza keKlisharis. So it must be Leni Geniza ain't a ton Mishicha. The Gam Kedushas Peh Mahani Lios Klisharis V'Ton Geniza. It must be a lower level type of Klisharis. There's a full Klisharis which is good enough to use. There is a lower level Klisharis that does not have full Kedusha, but is enough Kedusha in order that you have to be gonized afterwards. Right, that's the Mikdash David. Right? We had once before, that I can remember, a Klisharis B'Mikzas line. That was the Ritva we had in Chulin Daf Gimel, where the Ritva says, what do you need for a sakin of Shechita? Remember we had all the different Shechitas. The Rambam says, you need a Klisharis L'Chadchila, a sakin L'Chadchila, and you could use any sharp instrument B'Dieved. We had other Shechitas. We had the Machlokas, the first Tosfos in Ezeo Makoman. Some say you need a knife, some say you don't need any knife. There are different Gemaras. So the Rambam had the sheet of two tracks. The Rambam had two tracks. The Ritvin Chulin Daf Gimel said you need a klisharis b'miksas. Right. So again, he creates his own category. So here again, the Mikdash David is saying it's got to be somewhere that, because of his problem. There's no mashicha, but it requires geniza. It's got to be enough kadosh that it requires geniza. That's number one that we have here regarding this shear. The Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu made, there are two mitzvahs related to that Shemen HaMishcha. There's a mitzvah, in the Chinuch counts of Kuv Zayin, the mitzvah of anointing, Mishichas Kohanim Gedolim U'Molachim Shemen HaMishcha, the mitzvah to create the Shemen HaMishcha, and Kuv Tes, not to make oil in the exact measure of the Shemen HaMishcha. Shlolazo in history. Shlolazo's b'maskones Shemen HaMishcha. There was a mitzvah originally. Lazo Shemen HaMishcha al inyin shetzipsa tor lasoso. Shneemar v'yasiso so Shemen HaMishcha's kodesh. She'e muchan l'mshoach bo kol kohen gadol she'ismane. That it's muchan, that it's always there to anoint every kohen gadol, every king v'chulu. Right? That's the mitzvah. So the big kasha is, nobody ever made it again after Moshe. So what kind of mitzvah is this? And how can you count this as a mitzvah? Isn't it an eternal... mitzvahs have to be nitzchi. So the answer is, if you look closely at this language, the mitzvah is not only to make it, but to make sure it is there and made. So even if Moshe Rabbeinu made it, it's our guard to be it's our job to be shomer it. And that's also part of the mitzvah's essay. She'ehe muchan limshoach bo koko and gado she'ismane. Maybe you could say the anointing itself is included in the mitzvah. That is all included in the mitzvah, not just making it, but possibly guarding it to make sure that it is always there, and actually using it. And then the chinuch explains, bisharshi a mitzvah, oil is always used for gavus. So that is the Shemen HaMishcha. It's interesting, two points that the Minchas Chinuch brings up here. I mentioned this in a mitzvah shiur when we discussed this a few months ago, and that is, first of all, the Minchas Chinuch quotes Josephus. Not too common. The Minchas Chinuch here, mitzvah Kuv Zayin, Oz Zayin, he quotes Josephus. First he quotes a Gemara in Harius, and a Gemara in Yuma, and then he quotes, let me just find it for you, then he quotes, Umashenimsa biYosifun Perikchof, Sheyehuda Maccabi, Umatiz Yoko and Gadol Ba'atzmo, Hayunim Shachim L'mashuchei Melchaba. He quotes that they were, the Mashuach Melchamas went out in that time period. The problem is that we know the Shemana Mishcha was Nignaz during Bayez Rishon. So how could Josephus be saying, Kashon Josephus? How could he be saying, what, historical? He's making it up, he lied. Or there was something in Chazal. How could the Shemana Mishcha have been put away if Josephus says they were Mashuach B'Shemana Mishcha? Says Josephus? Said no. That's what Josephus says. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Hainu, Tayu Nikroim Kein L'Kavod. They still called them the Mashuach Melchamas, based on what it says in the Torah. But they weren't actually Mashuach Melchamas. They called them that L'Kavod. Aval lo hayolem klal kedushas Mashuach Melchama, leading chamisha dvarim. But regarding the certain halachas that the Kohen Gadol had, if he was Nimshach, wasn't really. He must have called him that. It'd be Mastik Josephus, right? He wasn't. They didn't really anoint with the Shemana Mishcha. Though it was just used during Bais Rishon. During Bais Sheni, it was not. So that's what he suggests. That's what it was just called. That Alts Kavod. So arguing the Minchas Chinuch, Rav Moshe Salvechik, or the Rav Salvechik has an article where he quotes that he thinks that no, it's not Alts Kavod, but it's he was Bitoras Shemana Mishcha. He became Kohen Gadol B'Torah Shel Mishcha, even though he might have been different. He has a lump. It's not just he called that for Kavod. That's number one in Oz Zayin there. In Oz Ches, later on, though, he has the fascinating Hara, again, that we mentioned. I think we mentioned it in Daf Shira as well, also. And that is, we know the halach is that a king, a Kohen Gadol, is always anointed. Because a Kohen Gadol, that office is not Yarshint. But it's always appointed. Therefore, you always need anointing. A king is Yarshin, Melech ben Melech. He Yarshins the position. So the halacha is that one does not need anointing for the king unless there's a fight. If there's a machlokes about who should be the king, which son should be the king, okay, then you need the Shemana Mishcha to choose which one. But if it is not, there's no fight, then you don't need it. The Lechora Nira says the Minchas Chinuch, the Melech HaMashiach, Shemekuyam Makavim Anu Shiyizkal B'Meir of Yemenu, Mashiach, which we yearn for every day. Kiva deyia mizera shlomo dorach ador. Im kain hamalchus Yerushalom meisha pascha malchus. Fein sarach Mashiacha. L'chora, Mashiach is ben achar ben, David HaMelech. So you're right, there's been a big break. So, but I might have said that he's not going to need Mashiach. Avavisha pascha malchus, b'avonaseinu harabim b'kabadoros. Even though there are thousands of years. Mikol malchum, ein zem mafzik ha-Yerusha. It's not Mafsik the Yerusha, it's just time. But really, he's going to come back. The Ben Achar Ben is going to come. Achim Nomar, Daba Mikoach, Mishatzorach Mashichuga. He continues. But if that's true then, you have the fascinating question, he suggests that maybe the Mashiach's not going to need Mashicha. Then the Shaila is, why do we call him Mashiach? Right, we call him Mashiach, which, though he might not need, well, like Josephus. Right, we're just calling him Alts Kavod? Or does that prove that he's going to need Mashicha? It's just fascinating that that's what we call him, even though the Minchas Chinuch has a suffix, whether he's going to need Mashiach at all or not. That's the Minchas Chinuch in Kuv Zayin. One final point in the next, related to Shemana Mishcha, in the next mitzvah, Mitzvah Kuv Tes, the Minchas Chinuch said there's an Issur D'Oraisa to, what? To make the Shemana Mishcha. To make something with the exact ingredients, with the exact measurements of the Shemana Mishcha. So the Minchas Chinuch has a Bam Kasha, which he gives an answer for. You have to give the answer, but it's a beautiful question. You can't understand this mitzvah without it. And that is, we know there's a sugya called Efshar Letzamtzem and E-Efshar Letzamtzem. Could people be exact or not? So we pass an E-Efshar, meaning, let's say two animals come out of the mother animal at the same time. Do we say they both have Kedushas Bechar? Is it possible to be the exact same moment? Or do we say, no. People can't be, animals can't be. Hashem can be, do things exactly. The same exact moment. But people can never do things at the same exact moment. Two things at the same exact time, it's always one before the other. So we paskin, the Gemara in Bukhara says, Efshar Letzamtzem, we can't be exact. If we can't be exact, so how is there an Isser of making the Isser of Shemana Mishcha, being the Shemana Mishcha in the exact measurements of Moshe Rabbeinu? Right? How can there be an Isser? Efshar Letzamtzem, you can never violate. Right? That's what he has here. Or we have it also making the, also by the, sorry, making the Ketores. Right, so he says it must be, and you have to give this answer. It must be that when do you say Efshar Litzam same by items that don't have a focus on measurement? By a bechor coming out, it usually comes out without measuring. But in a case, we have to measure. We see Efshar Litzam same. But where the whole mahus of the mitzvah is to measure, Kadosh Baruch Hu says lo ninatar l'malachei hasharis, and therefore your measurement is what? By eating a kezias of matzah, Efshar Litzam same, we can never do the mitzvah. Of course we can do the mitzvah. If a mitzvah requires, or an avera, requires a measuring of a shear, Kadosh Baruch Hu says you do your best, and learning to tell Malachi Sharis, and whatever you do is going to count as that mitzvah. It's an important discussion, there's a lot more, but that is the Shemana Mishcha, that's the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Tes, 109, 107 and 109. Okay, let's continue now. Amar Mar. Five lines up in the Mishnah. Amar Mar, Vesmi Avitachta, Reb Shimon, after he takes out the hin, he puts in another one. Lo Sagi Lo Mayayo. What? There's no way he does not put one in? He has to bring in another one? As if to say, because he said, oh, what am I going to bring in now? So Kedama Ravina, yeah, Gemiri, we have a Mesora. Just like Ravina says, there's a Mesora of Shtei Smichas Betzibur. There are two Karbanas Sibur that we have Smicha on. Usually Smicha leading on the animals only by a Karban Yachid. We have two Karban Sibur that have Smicha. Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur? We'll get to this. So coming up in the next parak. Right? Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur? And the Seir LaAzazel. Those are the two that have smicha. So Achanami Gemiri. I think that's on Tzadik Beis, right? He quotes it on Tzadik Beis. On the top of Tzadik Beis Amanal. Karkov and Seber, Amam Smicha, except for Par Barakal Mitzvahs and Seir Mishtalech. Anyway, so just like we have a Mesorah, there are two of those. Achanami Gemiri, the Shevamid, the Sholach, Ha'ibim Mikdash. So we have a Mesorah, seven liquid measures. So if you take one out, you got to put one in. Rabbazar Bar Tzadik Omar, Shnasos Ha'ibim. For less like Shevamidos, what about Rabbazar Bar Tzadik? He holds there was only one with lines in that kli. So he doesn't hold to this? The answer is lastly, yeah, he must be that he doesn't have that Mesorah. Reb Shimon has that Mesorah, but he doesn't. The E bias Ema, or my Sheva Midos, Sheva Mididos. Or his Mesorah is that there are seven measures within less measuring Kalim. Meaning each line is considered a separate part of the Mesorah, separate Medida. This relates to what we said earlier back in the Mishnah. Is there a qualitative jump? Just because you write next time you take out your measuring cup in the kitchen, you have to say, oh, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik. Right? That's what he says. You don't need separate Kalim. Right? We have a cup and a half a cup and three cups. It could all be on the same one. Vaita. Says the Mishnah, Revi is my. So now that we listed off all seven, now we're going to say what was each one used for. So Revi is. So if we knew the Torah by heart, And we know all the shiurim of Pinchas, and so you could probably make this mishnah up ourselves. But, you know, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi knows that we need some help. Revius Mahaisa Mishamesh says, what was the Revius Halug used for? Revius Mayim Limitsora, a quarter of a lug of water was used to help. You put that in there with the mixture that you make for the mitzorah. V'revias shem and l'nazir, and a quarter of oil was used for each of the lachmei nazir. That's the quarter. Chatzi log b'hayim mishamesh, chatzi log l'mayim l'sota. Right, the chatzi log for the water that the sota ash, the ashes were put in. V'chatzi log the cloth. V'chatzi log shem and l'tota, and half a log of shema was used for the todas. Ubalo kayamodi l'chol menachas. And they used the log to measure for all the menachas, because that's how, we know the log was isaron and log, that's what the measures was for just a regular mincha. Afilo mincha shel samach isaron, nosin log samach log, and even a mincha of 60 isaron, you use 60 logs, meaning one log per, and you keep pouring it in. As we mentioned, you can't have more than that, that's the din of Reb Zera. If your one is no Dave, more than 60 isaron, you got to put it into 2 kalim. But the most you can have is 60 isaron, but still, to fill that with oil, you use the log measurement 60 times. Reb Elazar bar Yaakov Amar, Afilu mincha shel samach isaron, ein lo ela luga. Reb Elazar bar Yaakov says no. He says every mincha gets a log, period. Doesn't matter how many isarons it is. Gets a log. Shneamar lemincha v'log shaman. Semicolon. And then we just list off what were the other shiurim used for. Shisha lapar, 6 lugin for a par. That equals, Rashi and Xavier does the math, that's the chatzi hahin. 6 is a chatzi hahin. Va'arbo'a la'ayil, that's a shlisha zahin. U'shlosha la'kevez is a revi'a zahin. So really the Mishnah is saying off the hin ones in a hidden way. Shlosha u'mechsa la'menorah, chatzi la'lachol ner. And shlosha u'mechsa for the menorah, because he used a half a log for each of the candles. Okay, that's all the shiur. Gemara. Yosef, Rebbe v'gokashile, Revi Islam Nimshecha. So Rebbe, who wrote this Mishnah, who organized it, still was bothered by the Mishnah. He's bothered by the Mishnah? We'll talk about that in a second. So the guy's like, Revi Islam Nimshecha, why do you use the Revi for? He said two things in the Mishnah. What's the problem? So Gemara says, E Mitzora, if you're talking about you needed the Revi Islam for the water of the Mitzora, like it says, Chutzu, but that was done outside the Azara. The Mitzora did not come inside until he was Tahar. Remember, he stood outside at the edge of Shar Niknar. So once it's being done outside, you don't need the klisharis for that. The Nazir, and if you're telling me you needed the shear in order to be Mekadesh, the oil that was used with the Nazir, the Nazir, Lechem Nazir, B'shchitas Ayahu to Kaddish. That's still, it's not Mekudesh with the Kli. It's Mekudesh with the Shchita of the El Nazir. That's Mekadesh the Lechem ultimately. So you don't even have to be Mekadesh the oil earlier. So what do you have to use? What do you need it for? So those two in the Mishnah can't be right. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Chia answers him, Shabai Hayamodi Lachavite Kohen Gadol. No, you use that to measure for the Chavitin. Ravi Hashem Alakol Chala V'Chala. Or Ravi is for each one. That's what you used it for. Asks, right, the Kasha is, so why isn't that? So why is the Iker Chaser Menasefer? Right, he's used the three things, but really only one of them. So why is that one of them left out? Says the Teferis Yisrael, if you wouldn't say it, we would never be able to say it. Says the Teferis Yisrael right here in our Mishnah. The Teferis Yisrael. V'lohuskar davar zeh b'mishnah de Rebbe shchacho. Whoa. Rebbe forgot this one. V'his kiro, right, he put these two in the Mishnah, and he didn't remember the third one. V'his kiro Rebbe Chia achar shesid de Rebbe kvar mishnah. Rebbe Chia reminded him. We have other Gemaras that Rebbe Chia made sure the Torah wasn't forgotten in Israel, in the Gemara, in Bat Metzia, and elsewhere, in Ksubis, that he made sure the Torah was never forgotten in the world. So Rebbe Chia reminded him, after Rebbe already been Messiah to the Mishnah, V'kfar ha'isa shigura kach b'fi talmidei Rebbe. And everybody already knew Mishnah is by heart already. So you know the Mishnah, so they couldn't change it. He couldn't change it. So they all, okay, so you'll ask the Kasha, that's what we'll have the Gemara for. You quote it, but he says, Rebbe forgot it. Wow. And that's why it was left out of the Mishnah. There are other answers given. And so in the Biri HaDafir, he quotes in Taras HaKodesh, another answer, Mitzad HaSvar, HaYimakam God Elomar Shalinda B'Klimidas, Rebbe Yeshe, he got another answer that we don't have to, you know, that you don't even need, even for the Chavite Kohen Gadol, right? What do you have to measure it so clear? It could be Ba'omed. Or the Rambam says it could be estimated anyway. So what do you even need it for? So he goes along with, he has another answer without having to say that Rebbe forgot. Okay, not going to mention that now though. Viter. So after, and you see that, look what Rebbe's reaction is. Maybe that's where the Tferi Seel gets it from. Kari alei me eretz merchak ish eitzasi. Oh, from a far land, the man who gave me advice comes. So you see, Rebbe was excited that Rebbe Chia answered. So that is, what does it mean, the eretz merchak? So Rashi the Ksav Yad says, look at the Gemara in Sukkah. So Gemara in Sukkah Dav Chaf. The Gemara in Sukkah Dav Chaf says that Rebbe Chia came up from Eretz Yisrael. Gemara says there, the Amar Eish Lakish, Hareini Kaparis Rebbe Chia, Ubanav. Right? I should be a Kapara. Why? Shebetchila, Kishen Nishtacha, Torah Mi Yisrael, Allah Ezra Mi Bava Viyista. Torah was going to be forgotten, Ezra saved the day, Chazer Nishtacha, Allah, Chazer Nishtacha, they forgot it again, Allah Hillel Viyista. Hillel Bavli came up to Eretz Yisrael and reminded us, and then if it was forgotten again, Rebbe Chia came up and reminded us. So you see from there, it came up from Eretz Yisrael. But what came to Eretz Yisrael? What are the three stages of Ezra and Hillel and Rebbe Chia? So the Aruch HaNer on that Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Chav says these were three stages in history. These were the Torah Shebichsav stage. That was in the time of Ezra. That they were the Mesorah related to Torah Shebichsav was going to be forgotten. Ezra Yisofi Mei Neviim Belimi Torah Shebichsav Shreis Akrovel Ishtachich Biyamav Shekidichsiv VeEzra Shekalav Ein Divrei Tiksuvim. Remember, they couldn't even understand the Torah. Right, that was the end. Ezra founded the Hillel Hayibasof Yimei Kabbalah Kishin Esrabah Talmidim V'Hischa Machlokes Beinayim V'Hayakarv Zelish Takech HaTorin. Hillel saved the day. And finally, Rebbe Chia Sof Yimei HaTanoim Shenechtava HaMishnah V'Hayakarv Lish Takeach. So he saved the day then, and then ultimately Rebbe Nirvashi wrote it down into the Gemara. But the Aruch HaNer on that Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chaf, important Aruch HaNer, three stages of Jewish history. But that's what the Rebbe Yonasi is referring to right here. Chatzilog Mayim Shamish, what was the Chatzilog used for? Yasev Rabbi Vakokashile, Chatzilog Lom Nimshach. Same question, Rabbi says, what was the half log used for? Isota, evidently was Sota. Vechi, Chulanu, the Srichalik Dushe. What do you mean? Is this, it has to be Niskadesh, the Mei Sota? Mayim Kadoshim Ksiv. It's called Mayim Kadoshim, meaning what? You used water from the Kiyar. So it was ready Niskadesh. What do you need this kli for? E toda. Wach me toda. B'shchitas toda u'dekachi. As we said before, it's the shchita of the bread. I'm sorry, it's the shchita of the animal that's makadish the bread. So again, what do you need the kli for? So I'm a leader of Shimon Barebi. Again, one that is not in the Mishnah. Shebo hayim achalik chatzilog shemen l'chol ner v'ner. You split it up for each ner, you need a chatzilog of shemen. Omer lo, ner Yisrael kachaya. Wow, thank you. You are the Ner of Israel, right? It's a play on the answer that he gave him, that he says it should be used for each Ner. Ner Yisrael, Kach Haya. There's a beautiful discussion in the Achronim, which we don't have time to get into fully now. The seven candles on the menorah, lighting each one of them, is that seven separate mitzvahs? Or is it one mitzvah? Are they ma'akiv ze'edzeh? What if you only have enough to light one of them? Or four of them? Are they ma'akev? Because the Kli Chemda says, we know the rule is that a Kli Sharis is only, we mentioned this earlier today, a Kli Sharis only sanctifies what's in it when it is full and you have the entire shear that you are required to use. So if you're telling me that you could use a Chatzi Log, what's required for each and every candle, doesn't that show that each and every candle is a separate mitzvah? It's not counted as separate 613, but the fact that the Gemara right here says, what is the Chatzilog used for? Because that's the Shemen for each and every Ner. What do you mean each and every Ner? The menorah is one mitzvah! Ah, says the Kli Chemda, that it must be that it is seven separate mitzvahs. Masha Ein Kein Neiras Chanukah. Neiras Chanukah is different than Ner Mikdash. Neiras Chanukah is one big mitzvah. Right, one big mitzvah, there's only one. Nerish Ubeso is the Ikra HaMitzvah. But, you know, even if you add on the Hidr Mitzvah, doesn't make it a separate mitzvah. But that is the Klei Chemda's discussion, if you look in Bamidbar, in Os Hay. But that's an important discussion. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Viter, a little more about the menorah. Amar Rabbi, Ner Shekavsa, Nidashna Shemen, Nidashna Psila, Ketzad Oseh. Okay, different show than what this line means, we'll go with Rashi. Rashi says, what happens if a candle that you lit in the menorah went out before morning? Went out before the morning. So what do you do? And it became, it became ashy, and it was black. So Kesedot, so what do you do? Metiva, right, Rashi says, b'chatzi laila o kodim orayom. Poor Rashi is before the morning. Sounds like from Rashi, it's got to burn at least all night. Okay, clean it out, put in more oil, and light it up again. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. The Rambam is a different shot of this Gemara. We've mentioned the Rambam in the past. The Rambam's shita is that the menorah has to be lit at night and in the morning. So according to the Rambam, you don't have to say it went out before the day. Even during the day. Right? You don't have to say that for the Rambam. Yosef, Rabbi Zirika, v'kami boile. Rabbi Zirika says, k'shu nosin b'shemen, k'mida rishona, o k'mosha chasra. Let's say you have 2 hours left to the night when you refill it. Do you have to put in just what's left to the night? Or do you put in the same chatzi log as originally? It must be that you put in exactly like original. Why? Because how do you know exactly how much was left? How do you know exactly? By the time you figure it out and you clean it out, and if you want to say you want to estimate, but what do you mean? If you have to sanctify the oil that you're going to use to put into the Nair, so if you say it depends how much is left, then you're going to need ad infinitum measurements, depending how much time is left. So it must be that you use the same shear. So again, this is a complimentary Gemara. Again, he says, Kari ale v'hadarcha, your glory, tzlacha rechav. Go right, b'she'ev tzlacha, adver emes v'anvach tzedek. Okay, meaning great answer. Weiter. Itmar nami, Amar Rabbi Yevo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, V'yami lo, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi. The same thing. Ner shakapsa, nitshana, shemem, nitshana, psila, ketsad ose. What do you do? Meitiva, benose, b'shemem, kimida, rishona, umadzlika. So you say it befeirish. Amar funa, b'reid, Rabbi Yehuda, marav, sheshes, ner shabim, migdash, aprakim, ave. The ner in the base of migdash was prakim. What does that mean? So Rashi has two pshatim. We'll go with the first one. Rashi says, first pshat is, it was pliable, it was flexible. You could bend down the neiros. Rashi says, "Hey, yachal a kofafan ula hatosan lamata." Could bend down the neiros. Kesavar, why does Rav Sheshet say this? He holds, Kiksiv, Kikar u'miksha, amenor v'nera seraksiv. Because he says, when it says it has to be miksha made out of one, that's including the entire menorah, even the candles on top. So it can't be that you can take it apart. So it's got to be that, but how do you reach it to clean it out? So it's got to be that you bend it down. Kiva, demi boy, hatava, because you need to clean it. Ilav de prakim avi lavi metaivale. If it wasn't able to be bent down, you wouldn't be able to be metaiva, you wouldn't be able to clean it out. I guess even if you stand on the steps looking down, it's harder to clean it out. If you can turn it over, then you can really clean it out. Kate Mesve, is that really true? Kate said, oh, se, what they used to do to the menorah to clean it. Misalkon, umenichan ba'ohel. They used to remove it and put it in the ohel. Rashi says that means the mikdash. Umekanchon bisfog, and wipe it out. Venosa ben shemen umalikon, and then put oil in it. Right? It sounds like you remove something. So hudamar ki aitana. It's really a machlokas tanoim. The tanya v'chacham omrim lohim aziz no samim koma. The rabbanan say they didn't move it. Mechadi boyle la azuze masi amazizla. What is that? They weren't allowed to move it. So no elaima lo haisa zazamim koma. It wouldn't move from its spot. Meaning that's the shita that says it was all attached. So it must be that it was bent down, but really so, but the previous brisa held otherwise. So it's a machlokas tanoim, whether the top parts of the menorah were removable. Uman, so the Gemara does not comment on the circular, straight machlokas about the branches, but this is the machlokas, whether it's removable. Uman chachamim, who are these chachamim that say that it was not removable? Rabbi Elazar, he. The tiny Rabbi Elazar, Bar Tzadok, Omer, Kemintashal, Zav, Ayel, Agaba. Each one of them had a little golden netting kind of thing to make sure that that dust wouldn't fly in. Kshumetiva, when you cleaned it out, Doko Klavi Pia, you had to push it to the side. Kshunosi Vashem, Doko Klavi Rosha, you push it the other way. Right, so it's a machlokas, but they had this, it's clear that they didn't, it wasn't removed. And really, that previous machlokas is like the following machlokas tanoim, the Tanya. It's based on drushes. Menorah, v'neiro seha boz menakikar, v'en malkochel machtoseha menakikar. The menorah and its candles on top have to be made out of the same unit of gold, but not the items that you used to clean it out with. See, he even includes that the Nero Seha aren't part of the Kikar as well. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. So we started 2 minutes or two late, but we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow, and we'll start again with the sheet of the Rambam that the Minchas Chinuch says a question that's bothered him for a long time. How is it possible for a Zar to light the menorah? It's going to relate to this Gemara. How is it possible for a Zar to light the menorah if it has to be lit inside, and we paskin halakha osa mitzvah, it has to be lit in the spot where it's, the mitzvah is done. So Hashem, we'll start with that. Reb Chaim, the Minchas Chinuch, we'll start with that tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.